Well, the federal government is expected to make cuts to superannuation concessions in next month's budget. The option of including the family home in the means test for the aged pension has also been touted as a way to bring the budget back to balance. But while these changes are controversial among older Australians, a survey by the National Australia Bank's wealth arm MLC shows many younger Australians feel home ownership is already out of reach for them. MLC's General Manager of Corporate Super, Lara Bourguignon, spoke about the survey to our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Well, Lara Bourguignon, given the findings of this research, is the reality sinking in that the lifestyles of baby boomers and those a bit younger just aren't sustainable anymore?
The cost of living and the mortgage absolutely rule our financial lives, and many worry that today's young people struggle to build the same kind of life that their parents' generation has enjoyed. One in three parents didn't think that their children would be able to enjoy the same lifestyle as they have. And interestingly, 60% said that they believe they would never own their own homes.
So alarm bells are ringing that without structural economic change and also lower expectations, standards of living will start to slide.
Yes, we've had 20 years of economic prosperity led predominantly by the mining boom. And we actually asked what was on their mind, and one in two had the economy in their top three. So Australians are aware that the mining boom has tapered off, and they're not yet confident about where that next wave of growth is coming from. And so in the absence of that certainty, we're certainly seeing more concern about how their financial futures will play out.
Given that quarter of century of unbroken economic growth, you have a whole generation of people who have not worked in a recession, and also quite a few who weren't born when there was a recession the last time.
That's exactly right. And we saw that our definition of a comfortable standard of living had changed. It included things like private schools, overseas holidays, access to all of the latest mod cons. And certainly, you know, it may well be that, you know, our children or the young today will choose to maintain things like the overseas holidays and the technology, but forsake home ownership and they'll rent rather than taking on the big mortgages that many Australians have today.
Now, this isn't just about baby boomers. It's also about people in their 30s, 40s and 50s, and they're seeing warning signs that their lifestyles will be a lot different in 10 years' time.
Yes, that's right. Two in five didn't believe that they'd be able to fund their lives post-work.
The research also shows that one in five are relying on a family inheritance to pay off their mortgage, and this would seem to go to the nub of the debate that superannuation should be there to provide a comfortable retirement rather than a windfall for children.
All generations would have an expectation of some sort that they would inherit something from their parents. But I guess the difference here is that there seems to be a reliance on it to provide financial security rather than it to be sort of more focused on the family heirlooms and what have you. So I think it's maybe a reflection of the fact that people are extending themselves a little bit more than they should, and they're relying on that inheritance to pay it off. It could just be that it's this view that this generation, the baby boomers and those nearing retirement, really have benefited from these years of prosperity, and the children are feeling like they're not going to benefit from that. So the inheritance is that sort of wealth transfer.
What are you expecting or hoping to see in next month's budget in terms of superannuation? Because there's been a lot of tinkering for something that's meant to be a long-term investment.
We strongly believe that saving retirement should be a national priority, and we are worried that constant tinkering with the super system is both too simplistic and short term. So firstly, we'd like to see the objectives of superannuation enshrined in legislation, and then any changes just really need to be focused on what sort of behavioural change they might drive, and also recognise the cost to implement, because some of the changes can be quite expensive for superannuation fund providers to implement, and ultimately, you know, that can impact members' long-term retirement savings.
That's Lara Bourguignon, MLC's General Manager of Corporate Super, with our business editor, Peter Ryan.